This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Community health centers are supposed to be key partners in the state's effort to vaccinate residents of cities and towns with the highest coronavirus infection rates. But as phase two begins in Massachusetts with people age 75 and older, some community health centers are not sure they can be players. They have little, if any, vaccine. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports.
Lynn is a coronavirus hotspot. Roughly 1 in 6 residents has tested positive. But right now, Lynn Community Health Center only has enough vaccine to cover appointments on Monday and Tuesday next week. Dr. Elizabeth Quinn fumes, thinking about her frail older patients who will have to wait while nearby hospitals are vaccinating young back office employees.
Knowing that there is vaccine in our community that could be helping to protect these extremely vulnerable patients, but is being used not in that most strategic way, is infuriating. And it's demoralizing as a physician.
Demoralizing because Quinn and other clinicians have worked hard to help their sickest patients get to this moment and persuade them to be vaccinated. Health centers are working flat out to set up vaccination sites at local social halls, churches, and schools.
So all of that is ready to go once we have vaccine.
But Elizabeth Hale, clinical services chief at Lowell Community Health Center, doesn't have any. It's just the latest setback in the state's vaccine rollout. Last night, some community health centers heard they'll get an order of Moderna vaccines next week, but not Lowell. So it's not clear when the health center can become a vaccine pipeline for many of Lowell's most at-risk residents.
No, it's not happening right now.
I very much understand the frustrations people are feeling.
Dr. Paul Bittinger, the director for emergency preparedness at Mass General Brigham, says his hospital network sent more than 3,000 doses of Moderna back to the state over the past week.
I don't know where it is right now, but we've been working with the state vaccination program so that they were able to have more access to Moderna for others.
Governor Baker's office has not responded to questions about whether the state is redistributing Moderna doses from other hospitals and to whom. Deciding where to send limited doses may get even more heated as more people become eligible. Bittinger, who chairs the state's vaccine advisory group, says there's an agreement in the works where hospitals with the deep freezers needed for Pfizer's vaccine would loan cold storage space to community health centers so they could be injecting the Pfizer vaccine as well.
A big piece of this problem is that health centers, we weren't really set up for Pfizer.
But if it's available, Sue Joss, the CEO at Brockton Neighborhood Health Center, says she's found a way to store it. Joss has a site agreement with Brewster Ambulance for space in its ultra-cold freezer. She discusses such problems and workarounds a couple of times a week with the city and Brockton hospitals.
We're working as best we can on a coordinated plan and coordinated management of this. I think we're all a little bit hamstrung by the lack of vaccine and the lack of predictability.
But no lack of commitment to getting patients vaccinated. About 20% of Brockton residents are health center patients. Joss says Brockton has just finished renovations on a local, sometimes wedding venue, the Shaw's Center, with lots of space for vaccinating patients when the supply comes in. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.